In an effort to address childcare concerns in Ellis County, a new committee has been formed. Hayes Chamber President and CEO Sarah Wassinger talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Well, we have a very important community topic that keeps circulating, and it is so critical that we start addressing this before things get even much worse than they are already. So,
absolutely.
Childcare.
Childcare.
Yes.
It's a problem. And we were talking right before we went on air. You provided me some numbers.
I did.
Startling numbers. Terrible numbers.
They are staggering.
It looks bad.
So in 2019, we, Child Care Aware of Kansas, are a chamber member. They work across the state to help connect resources to child care providers, but also they try to connect families with child care providers who are looking for them. And the point in time survey that they do every year is usually January 1st. The last survey that they did showed that we have, in 2019, the extent desired capacity meets potential demand was 64%.
64. That's the number that blew me away. And it's right there on top. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I don't think it's any secret that we have a need for more daycare here in Ellis County. But I mean, that's slightly over half the need.
Yes. So the other alarming fact is that we've lost 16 child care providers since that same point in time count. We have been meeting. So the Chamber in Hayes, Kansas has started a child care task force for Ellis County. We had our first meeting the last week of October. We just had another meeting yesterday, actually. And this is just the discussion that we're having on how do we start to address the needs for child care in our community, because we know they are vast. We're very excited because we have a lot of different partners that we have kind of connected with in a short time already. So we have parents who are a part of that. Obviously, Child Care Aware of Kansas, they're a part of that conversation too. Early childhood education providers, we obviously would be remiss to not have child care and daycare providers. So we have several folks representing them too. And then, of course, our school districts need to be a part of this conversation, because obviously they have a big role to play in the education of our kids and possibly have resources that maybe we haven't considered yet, or there are ways that we could partner further. We talked just before we got on air too, James, on legislative process and how our regulations in Kansas are so stringent in comparison to our cohorts across the United States. And we have Barb Wassinger, our representative from the 111th District, has started to be a part of that conversation too from the get-go. And she's taking note during these meetings and trying to very much listen to the challenges that are shared from a daycare provider standpoint. And you know, we talked about, you know, as a child care provider, if you have a shower in your house, obviously you have to have a bathroom to be a child care provider, but you can't.
You would
have,
hope so.
You can't.
That's
you
a
can't,
nice feature.
Yeah. You can't have things like shampoo or conditioner within 5 feet reach of children. And those are just some of the things that, you know, you scratch your head at. Well, why is that the case? You know, if you have your own kids in your home, you're not going to put the shampoo and conditioner out of reach. If you have a dog or a cat, you can't have the pet food on the ground for the pet to eat during the day. So these are just some things that make you scratch your head. And for our child care providers, I can't imagine what they must be going through when they share some of their concerns on the issues that they face. And, you know, that probably adds to the fact of why people don't want to be in that industry in the first place.
I'm sure it doesn't help. But, you know, what I think maybe, and we want to speak a little bit about this, one of the eye-opening things that I've had an experience with recently is daycares are not profitable.
They are not.
It's really hard to make any money. And oftentimes the discussion goes towards, we need a facility, we need a building. And that's not the problem.
Right. So facilities are usually the easier fix to a solution. It's finding the actual people to run them. So there are two different models for childcare. There's obviously the for-profit side, which you scratch your head at all day long, because if people are finding a way to make it profitable, we need you to be a part of this conversation, number one. So please come find me.
Yeah, if you've got the solution, contact Sarah right away.
Yes, but number two, there is the not-for-profit model, and that tends to be where most of them are lying, because, you know, just we're limited on the resources that we have. So obviously, this problem isn't going anywhere. So there's the daunting question, well, where do we start? We just had to pick a point and start. So the other people that have been a part of the conversation, we have the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, Heartland Community Foundation, the Hayes Area Children's Center. Of course, the City of Hayes and Grow Hayes are a part of it. I know Doug has some things he's working on with his seniors facility that they have going on the north side of the Hayes Med campus, which they are a part of the conversation too. And then Fort Hays State University, as well as some of our local nonprofits. So those are the people who we've kind of pulled together as a chamber so far to start this discussion. So if you can think of anyone else who maybe isn't represented in that list, who you feel would have strong resources and good conversation to add to what we're going through right now, please, by all means, connect them with us.
Yeah, very cool. I like that everybody seems to be coming together and realizing that, hey, only by working on this with everybody are we going to find a way out of this solution. And we should also mention, it's not necessarily just an Ellis County problem. This is a statewide, this is a national concern too.
It very much is. You know, when we talk about workforce and how we as a chamber can support workforce, we know that there are parents out there who are actually paying for childcare before they even have a child in the womb. Staggering. We also have families that are driving from Stockton to bring their kids to Hayes for childcare, and then they're going back and working a full day, and then they're coming back to Hayes again to pick up their children. So this is such a huge issue for, like you said, our whole entire region. So we ask ourselves the question, well, how do we get a full grasp of what's going on here? So as a committee, we've been working with Bradford Wiles from the Kansas State Research and Extension Agency, and they have done community-based surveys all across Kansas, and he's working with our committee to put together survey questions specific to Ellis County. The hope is that we will have those questions and that survey finalized by the end of next week, and then we would, as a chamber and community, roll those out for folks. The biggest thing that people need to keep in mind with this survey, we know that everybody's time is precious. However, we're not going to address this issue if we don't get some concrete data for what our true needs are as a county. With that data, then, that gives us the flexibility and puts us in a position as a county to start applying for grants and things of that nature that could possibly be used to start incentivizing childcare. So this is a huge, huge opportunity for us. And if we don't start finding ways to make the finances work for these folks, we're going to struggle.
Yeah. So are these going to be, these surveys mailed out, or do people need to go get them from like a website or something?
So we will be doing this survey digitally. We will have essentially a QR code attached, and of course we'll do a media release, and we'll be working with you as a chamber to hopefully be doing some extra promotion for that through your guys' Hayes Post. But all the agencies that I shared will also be sharing that data and that survey across their communication channels. And then ideally, we'll have that survey wrapped up by the end of December. We know that timing, there's no great time to try to get a survey done. We know that people are busy with the holidays.
It's busy every day.
Yes.
Let's be real.
So we're ripping off the Band-Aid, and we're just going to get it done. And then once we have that survey data, that really puts us in a good position. So Dane G. Hansen Foundation has a significant amount of funding right now available to give to communities for childcare purposes, as well as USDA. And then I believe there are still some ARPA funds that are set aside for childcare for communities. So bringing that back to our workforce, if we can start getting childcare addressed, you know, maybe that flexes some people who aren't currently in our workforce. It puts them in a position to where they can come back and work again.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I wanted to ask about, because we talk about unemployment. We see, you know, every business in Hayes almost seems like they're hiring. But if you don't have childcare, it doesn't matter. You could offer them $50,000 a year, $100,000, $200,000. Right. If you don't have childcare, you can't take the job.
Moms and dads need to feel good about where they're sending their kids for childcare during the workday. So, and to be fair, I just want to give a big shout out. If you are listening and you are at home and or you are at a center and you're providing childcare, thank you for what you're doing. I don't think people really have a full appreciation of all that is required to do that. So know that we're here working on things in the scenes and behind the scenes, if you will. And we do have a Facebook group. I do want to put a little plug in there for Tori Reuter. Thank you. She provides childcare here in Ellis County. She put together a childcare task force of Ellis County Facebook page. So if you want to follow this conversation and be a part of that from a provider standpoint, by all means, go find that group on Facebook. If you aren't able to jot that down, feel free to give me a call at the chamber office at 785-628-8201. Or email me at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at HayesChamber.com, and we'll start connecting you with that dialogue.
Excellent. And, you know, I think maybe it's also important to mention, you provided here, I've got some of the survey questions. It's nothing, it's not, you know, complicated or hard. It's just a little bit of time to get that in to help everybody out.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, before we move on, Or I guess anything else on that topic before we move on? Because we've got a couple other things we want to hit on. They're a little bit more fun.
Well, I did want to just share, we do want to make sure that folks remember on that. We are going to do the survey anonymously. So know that the information that you share is not going to be broadcast with anyone. Your information will be just essentially pulled together with everyone else who fills out that data survey. And then the final reporting will be what we use to apply for grants and really start assessing where we go from here.
Okay. Very good. Now, as I mentioned, a little bit more fun. You've got somebody new in the office.
We do. Her name is Mariah Leglider.
Yay. Woo, she's Mariah. Taking the vice president of marketing and communications job, right?
She is. She is hitting the ground running already, and we are so excited for her. She's going to be a dynamo. When Scott told us he was going to move on to Fort Hays State University, sat down and looked at it as a team, you know, what is our next step for that position? So she brings a very, very strong communications background with her. So we're very excited for her to join. She has that video experience. She enjoys doing graphics and design. And she's really very creative. So we're very excited to have her start and just be a full part of the team. So if you see a new face around, be sure to say hello to her and welcome her to the team.